When we say Shema, we should have in mind that the Shema that we're saying is the fulfillment of a biblical obligation to read Shema every morning and every night. When we say Shema, we should focus, we are accepting, we are declaring the fact that Hashem is one. Hashem, who is our God, He is singular. And we say Baruch Shem, we bless the name of Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Ve'ed, the glory of His kingdom for eternity. We have in mind, firstly, what we're saying, what the words mean. We also have in mind that we're fulfilling a biblical obligation. When we say, Ve'avta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha, love Hashem, your God, with all your heart and all your soul and all your money, so a person should have in mind that he is prepared to do all of that, and that even if he has to give up his life, as we say, love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul, meaning even if one would have to give up his life on these ideals that we just said, that God is singular, his love, as we say, Ve'avta et Hashem Elokecha, is strong enough that he would be willing to do so.